broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. And man, have we got a row to hoe when it comes to that, for sure. Take courage, though, ladies and gentlemen. We are making some tremendous gains. Whether they acknowledge it or not, whether they admit it or not, you can see the evidence of our success. That's what we're going to talk about today. Kirk Cosby's with me. We got our buddy Ammon Bundy with us as well. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, there's so much to talk about, so little time. Let's start with an article that's really... It's kind of hard to know who it's about. They ramble in their articles trying to, how do I say it? Trying to get poop on everybody is the only way I know how to describe it. Okay, they're literally trying to go as wide and as broad and as deep and as focused as they can. But in doing so, they betray themselves big time. Headline says, way beyond the Proud Boys, the militias and the conspiracy theorists to worry about as the election approaches. By Betsy Quammen. Anyway, New York Daily News is where I'm getting this one from. It just got written yesterday, October 14th. And they want to share it on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere that we're banned on. So I find that interesting. Pro-Trump rally held on New York Staten Island. Okay, then they talk about this Stephanie with Getty Images. They say, as we approach the upcoming elections, with tensions ever increasing, a great deal of attention is being paid to the Proud Boys. That's the militia group referred to during the presidential debate. And QAnon, the most famous of right-wing conspiracy theories. But beyond the headline stories and behind the scenes, other forces and organizations of the same ilk and possibly even more dangerous or mustering quietly, they say. Then they say this past weekend, some people came together in Jekyll Island, Georgia for the Red Pill Expo. And they go on. They say the Red Pill Expo is in its fifth year. So named for the Red Pill and talks about the Matrix. They say presentations range from a talk by Mickey Willis, the director of the controversial the Plandemic movie. He was followed by Stuart Rhodes. Oh. Yeah. Stuart Rhodes, militant founder of the Oath Keepers. He was followed by the leader, Richard Mack, who is leader of the militia group, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Then they say all kinds of falsehoods about every one of those guys. Then they get into the falsehoods about me, because I'm the core anchor that ties everyone together, from Richard Mack to Stuart Rhodes to Ed Griffin to Mickey Willis to Ammon Bundy. I'm kind of the core they want you to believe. Ammon, can you respond to that first?
Well, you know, I was talking to a reporter yesterday that was calling on the article, the hit piece they did on us. What I mean by that is people's rights, and they called it Ammon's Army, and I'm sure we'd talk about that. But
oh, we're going to talk about that in detail. That's coming next. It'll just be to these two main articles, really.
Yeah, he did a very interesting thing, and I actually shamed him for it. What he did is he said, well, wait a minute there. And he said, there's this guy. And I guess I didn't even know who he was, but this guy. And he had some like pretty kind of out there ideas, you know, really wacko ideas, like reptilian species has been controlling the, you know, and then that guy made a statement. Actually, that was a very short statement. That was pretty good. You know, it was just like a couple sentences. And one of the area assistance and people's rights actually used that quote because it was good and accurate, that one quote. And then he connected that area assistant with people's rights and then connected that with me and said that we believed all these things about alien species controlling the government and all of that. And you know, I shamed him for it. I said, that is just terrible what you did. And he did it to me. He did it to me over the phone. I go, you took one accurate statement that a person said that I don't even know and most people don't even know, and you said because we agreed with that accurate statement, or actually not even we agreed, a person in people's rights agreed with it. And I said, therefore, I'm connected to people's rights. Therefore, we agree with everything that that person says. And that's how they are.
The guilt by association card is played with epic, reckless abandon, sir.
But people need to understand, you know, your listeners need to understand. I know you're doing a good job at educating them, you know, that this is what these wicked reporters do. They try to connect all these dots when there's really no connection at all, and then say there's a big conspiracy that they believe that everybody believes the same thing and that there's a plot to overthrow the world, you know, and they connect people and they do it to try to discredit. That's what they do. People need to be more wise than that.
So it's hard to even understand the gravity of the dishonesty that goes on with these reporters. So they give this big thing about how Richard Mack and Stuart Rhodes are laying the groundwork for insurrection after the election. They're all at the Red Pill Expo with G. Edward Griffin, who's a Holocaust denier. And then they get to the meat of this thing. They bring in Ammon Bundy, and they say everybody was involved with the Bundys. Richard Mack and Stuart Rhodes were there with the Bundys for the incredible standoff. Most recently, Ammon Bundy launched his own militia group. Everybody's involved in a militia group, they say, called People's Rights. Then they say Mack, the Bundys, and Bushman. Now, listen to this. They say on September 26th, Liberty Roundtable Live had Mack and Ammon Bundy on at the same time. Mack, the Bundys, and Bushman are all members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And they say that my program, Liberty Roundtable Live, primarily caters to LDS listeners who tune in. The Mormons tune in to listen to a variety of right-wing topics. Anyway, Mac and Red Pill Expo founder G. Edward Griffin are frequent guests on the program. Anyway, then they talk about us reading the Book of Mormon in support of our cause. And they go on, and then they say this. The broadcast was even sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, I don't know if you know, but we do run public service announcements that the church makes freely available, and I happen to grab a copy of some of them, and I run them. But now they're literally trying to get the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Sam Bushman and Ammon Bundy and Richard Back, who are all members of that church, they're trying to use that to drive a wedge for the church to go, wait a minute, we didn't give this right wing a racist, conspiracy theorist, law-breaking militia thug. We didn't give him permission to go ahead and use our... We're not sponsoring the program, and that's what they're trying to do is drive a wedge, but they know full well, Ammon Bundy, these are public service announcements that anybody can run, and they're all positive about God, family, and country. They're not controversial at all, unless you hate the family, unless you hate God, but they're literally trying to make the readers believe in this article, it's the New York Daily, that somehow the church is sponsoring what I do, that it's an official endorsement of the 17 million worldwide member church. It's completely dishonest. Ammon?
Well, so I have been, I guess, experienced much of this in, you know, the last decade of my life. And I've been, I think I can kind of identify the steps because historically you see this happening in history quite a bit. And it's political warfare. And it has three different steps, and it's very consistent. It's very strategic, and history shows kind of that this pattern over and over. And when there's an enemy that wants to destroy another enemy, I guess if and they want to do it politically, what they do is they try to isolate their enemy. They try to either incarcerate them, or they try to ban them from being able to communicate. They try to maybe even, keep them separate from the public somehow. So they try to isolate them, and then they demonize them. And they demonize them to the public. And now that their enemy is isolated, for example, they're incarcerated, they can't respond. They can't respond back.
Or they're shadow banned, or they're whatever else, taken down off Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, whatever it takes to isolate in whatever way they can get it done. The hard case is throwing you in prison, but the soft case is to pretend they're not against you, but yet at the same time marginalize you to the point where you can't have your say for people to get the truth or the other side of the story.
Yeah, and you'll see it in many different ways. And so you've got the isolation. Do we need to go to break?
Yeah, you got isolate, demonize, and what's the third one? And then we'll talk about it.
The third goal, and then I'd like to go into detail, is to destroy.
You got it. We'll go straight.
They can't destroy until they've demonized them.
Ammon's spot on. We'll go straight to it in seconds. Ammon Bundy with us. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy with me. People's Rights is his organization, ladies and gentlemen. Let me quickly just say what his organization is in his own words on their website so you get the fair understanding of who's who. People's Rights, uniting neighbors to defend their families, their faith, freedom, and future. Who would you call right now if your rights were violated? Have your family, friends, and neighbors text RIGHTS to 80123. Text RIGHTS to 80123. And then after sending the text, you'll get a link to a secure online form so you can be part of People's Rights. They say we are actively working hard to build a strong legal, by the way, it starts out with legal, political, and physical defense system in your area. In other words, a gargantuan neighborhood watch, if you will, with people who care, people who will stand together in the sacred cause of liberty. Well, that's what Ammon's really doing. Ammon Bundy, peoplesrights.org to learn more. Read for yourself what they're doing and what they stand for. I joined, so I should say what we stand for. I just don't want to, as a talk show host, take credit for building it. I just jumped in as a member, okay, and I completely support it. So I'm just trying to divide, you know, I'm not trying to take credit. I didn't build it, but I support it 1,000%. Okay, so I'm a member because I believe in what they're doing. And I believe when they say what they're doing clearly on their website, that it is as they claim it to be. Meanwhile, the media is intentionally engaging in political warfare. Isolate, demonize, and then destroy is their mode of operandus. Ammon.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Historically, there's many examples of, you know, isolation, censoring, book burning, destroying, you know, focusing on a certain type of people. And in almost all of these cases, whether you're talking about, you know, the Chinese emperor Xing Heng Ti, or, you know, in Rome, or there's lots of examples. In almost always, they were trying to isolate those who were seeking to be free. And they would then, you know, burn their books. They would create laws that made a certain populace where they couldn't communicate about certain things, or they couldn't write certain things, not even poetry. It was illegal. And then there was a campaign to basically demonize these people, to say they were dangerous, to say that they were, you know, a national health risk. Even, you know, we see the 1930s era where the Jews and the gypsies were demonized, saying that even their genes were inferior, so therefore they had to be sterilized and ultimately euthanized, which brings me to the next step of political warfare, because once you've isolated them and they can't defend themselves because you have, you know, made it so that their communication is limited to the rest of the public. But once you've isolated them, then you could say whatever you want about them. You could say that they're dangerous. You could say that they're conspiracy theorists. You say that they're trying to destroy something they're not. You could say whatever you want, because now, you know, there is no counter to that because you've isolated them. And then the public starts to believe what they're saying, starts to believe, oh, you know, maybe we do need to sterilize all the Jews because we're being told and we believe that their genes are inferior and a national health crisis. Or, you know, there's tons of examples. And once they get the public to believe it, you know, after they've isolated, now they're demonized. Once they get the public to believe, then the public will support the government, or whoever's doing it, that political entity will support them in destroying their enemy.
Let me give you another quick relative example right now. Ken Cromar had the government take away his home illegally, unlawfully. They took away his home. They threw him in jail. He's out now, free. Okay? And he's got an ankle bracelet, because the compromise is that they put an ankle bracelet on him. They wanted to keep him in jail forever, but they lost that battle. That story's not being told at all, but here's what's happening. They put a gag order on the case, so nobody's supposed to talk about it, right? Well, Ken hasn't talked about it, but the mainstream press, KSL, the biggest news organization in the whole state, literally wrote an article quoting documents from the court case that's supposed to have a gag order. So this is an example where if Ken violates the gag order, or if others too close to the case violate the gag order, how far that reaches is even a question. They're chilling everybody and talking about Ken Cromar's case. All the while, the mainstream press is literally using exactly the words Ammon says they are. Okay, they're in political warfare, folks, using the media against Ken Cromer, making you believe that he's violent because they tie him to the Bundys. Everybody's violent. But the only people that have killed anyone is the government, by the way. Let's set the record straight on that, people. But anyway, it's political warfare, but it's also morality warfare. Because they're trying to make Ken Cromer an immoral person, that he's a murderer or a threat to society, or that he doesn't believe in the law, or that he...
Right.
Okay, so they want to isolate Ken, put the gag order, lock him down. Then they want to demonize him in the media. And what comes next, Ammon?
Yeah, it's disruption. And that is a good example. I mean, it's a example of a family person who's a good family man, honorable to, you know, to his neighbors, his friends, his covenant, and they are demonizing, but it only goes one way. He's the one that has the gag order. He can't speak. He can't say anything, or they throw him in jail, him or his wife, and yet the government, mainstream media, which is the government, by the way, I want people to understand that, they can say whatever they want. And so it's an unfair war. It's an unfair battle. And so, and then the ultimate goal in these situations, when you're talking about political warfare, is to destroy your political enemy. That might look several different ways. It actually might be physical destruction, which in many times it is, or it might just be to where they have no, you know, ability, no influence at all. But typically it is actually, a physical destruction of your enemy, whether it might be lifetime incarceration, or it might be, you know, actually coming into your home and raiding them and killing them, or might be like in cases of national, because they do this nationally as well. It might be going in and starting a war with this country. And you look at these unjust wars that we've been in, which we have as the United States been in several. What they did is they did that very thing. They isolated their enemy. They demonized them to the American public and to the world. And then they justified going in and going to war, when really the goal was something totally different, like natural resources, control of waterways, maybe just political gain. And it had nothing to do with anything that they really tried to use to demonize them. And I just say this, Sam, to your listeners, because we need to be aware of what's happening. And right now what's happening to you and I and others is they are working hard to isolate us. I wouldn't even be surprised if you're taken off the air, because they will use it as a justification. They'll say Sam Bushman is, dangerous. He promotes ideas that are not beneficial to, you know, the state of Utah and the United, whatever. They could say all kinds of things. He's a national security risk, and it does. And then they'll go and put pressure from your network, and then your network will come to you and say, look, we're not going to carry you anymore.
Yeah, the good news is I own the network, so they can't say that to me. But what they can do is chop off all of our access to the internet and everything else. They've done it before, and they can do it again. And this is the dishonesty. So they got headlines. When we say that the media is in bed with government, they're in bed together and they're intentionally engaging in political warfare, isolate, demonize, destroy. Okay, this is real, folks. You don't believe me? Here's the headline. Ammon's Army is what they call the People's Rights Group. This group that says we want to legally and peacefully protect ourselves, knowing the rioters are around and everything else, they want to call it Ammon's Army as if it's some kind of an offense, take over the government group. That's a flat-out lie. Well, then they say questions mount about Trump's ties to Michigan fascist plotters. Trying to, kidnap the governor? They're trying to link me to that, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way. But the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
18 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America.
It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. I'd been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey.
A new CDC study shows just over 70% of people who say they always wear a mask to get the virus. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, I gotta hurry, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have enough time to cover all this with Ammon Bundy, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy riding shotgun on the show today. Ammon Bundy's organization, ladies and gentlemen, is a peaceful organization. And I don't want you to believe me. Okay, what I want you to do is go to their website and read what they say and see what they're doing. Because by their fruits, ladies and gentlemen, shall ye know them. Ammon Bundy, People's Rights, peoplesrights.org. I am a member of the organization People's Rights and proud to be so. Let's make that very clear, because what they're doing is a marvelous work in our society right now, where, man, the evil is just beyond imagination. The dishonesty, the wickedness is just over the top. The media and government, ladies and gentlemen, are in bed together and are intentionally engaging in political warfare. Okay? Their plan is three-pronged. Isolate, demonize, then destroy all American patriots. So this headline in KSL about Ken Cromar says this. Cedar Hill's house in standoff was heavily fortified inside, police say. Then they talk about weapons. But ladies and gentlemen, as far as I understand, it's not a crime to have guns. That's what the Second Amendment is. And to call them weapons and bomb-making material, it's an absolute, it's like saying, well, they had a gun in their house. It was a shotgun. And they had some clay pigeons for target practice. And then they had some fertilizer in their garage. And so they had bomb-making materials, and the house was fortified. And it's a big, old, absolute lie. And then they call it a standoff. But when we say in standoff, who was there? The answer is, when the thugs came to the door, Barbara Cromar was there by herself. A 57-year-old single woman I don't mean single. She's married to Ken. But they basically took Ken down outside the home before they ever even got to the home. They literally drove an MRAP up to the door, and they got her out by her shovel. They call this a standoff? I don't get how it was a standoff. They're just dishonest at every turn. Now take that Ken Cromar case and ask yourself these questions. Isolate, demonize, and destroy. They're at the demonized stage as they prepare for the dishonest courts to destroy Ken Cromar. Next one, Ammon's army. They make it sound like Ammon is a militia member armed to the teeth, ready to storm government. The truth is, when Ammon Bundy was in the peaceful Malheur Refuge event, he literally walked out of the refuge and went to a gymnasium unarmed with a cowboy hat on and sat in the crowd to hear the town hall meetings, if you will, or the meetings with regards to the county and the town there. Okay, and they want you to believe he's just armed to the teeth, ready to, as a sniper, take everybody down. There's no Ammon's army. Folks, it's a lie. The fact is, people's rights, uniting neighbors to defend their families, faith, freedom, and their future. Okay, wow, the narrative is so insane. The next headline, questions mount about Trump's ties to Michigan fascist plotters. So there's a few thugs out there, weird guys, probably plants from the government, what I would say, literally tried to supposedly put together a plan to kidnap the governor. And now what they want to do is they want to back that into, well, Trump's tied to them, and Sam's part of the Michigan fascist plotters group because he's tied to Ammon and tied to G. Edward Griffin. And, of course, Ammon and G. Edward Griffin are tied to Stuart Rhodes and Richard Mack, who run hardcore overthrow militia groups. Folks, are you kidding me right now? This is the narrative they're trying to build with this isolate, demonize, and destroy mission, Ammon.
Yeah, they're hoping that the people will believe it. And then they can destroy us because they know if the people will accept it, then they'll have no retaliation. And if they can get people to believe that someone like Richard Mack is creating a hardcore militia anti-government group, and then they take him out, then, you know, the people won't respond. They won't respond negatively to the government. But, you know, the reality is we are in an awful situation right now. We are in an awful situation. Our government is not functioning in any way that is beneficial to the people. They have ultimately become very politically controlled. They have an agenda, and it is contrary to the people. And when you have people like Richard Mack or yourself or Mr. Griffin that are actually trying to educate people on what is really happening so that people are, you know, not naive to that, and so that people can begin to act for themselves rather than be acted upon. When you have that, then, you know, these individuals, these, you know, bureaucrats, that most of them work for a government in some capacity, they want to destroy him or them for that because it destroys their craft, their game. It's just simply the same thing that's happened over and over. The interesting thing is, like this article that they titled Ammon's Army, it actually is was written, or the study was written by the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. And if you go to their home page and you go about, it basically is an extension of Black Lives Matter. That's exactly what it is. Not even basically, that's what it is. And it says on their very first page, says, "We are the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. We fight white nationalism." And then it goes down and says, "We've been organized since 1983. Served as a social justice organization dedicated to standing against bigotry and defending democracy and human rights." Love that terminology. People know what that means. It says, how do we do it? We use investigative research and strategic organizing to counter racism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, nativism, homophobia, and other forms of bigotry. So that's on their home page. I mean, it is a terrible statement to say that we fight white nationalism. And what are they saying? That it's okay if it's black nationalism or if it's, you know, Jewish nationalism? You know, I mean, what are they saying here? And basically, when you go down through this, this is just a racist organization that has a socialist agenda. Because anytime you hear someone promoting social justice, just so your listeners know, and maybe they do know, that is promotion. That is the key word for we want socialism, communism. We want to convert this country to socialism and communism. That's exactly what it means. And so, and then anyway, I could go on and on and on and try to,
but here's the point, Ammon. I ever done that's racist? And what have you ever done that's racist? I teach on the radio consistently. We're all God's children, and we should treat each other such. We should behave such. That's what I teach, Ammon. Clearly and consistently for over 25 years, sir, you've got, I don't know, thousands of hours of radio to document that reality.
No, I know that. That doesn't matter, though. It's only, this is just a demonized tactic, and they're using this platform, which is, see, because people need to understand that Black Lives Matter is just a tool as well. And these are basically another tool, just like Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is just basically a tool to further a political agenda, which is, you know, socialism. And they are using the black people and those who will kind of follow that narrative to be able to accomplish that. And it's taken and got some footing, and so they're really running with it. But it is nothing more than propaganda.
And let's be clear about your agenda, Ammon, because a lot of people say that, hey, you're working with or willing to work with Black Lives Matters. And let me be very clear. Look, ladies and gentlemen, these organizations have been taken over. In the name of Christianity or religion, all kinds of evil has been done. In the name of Black Lives Matter and some of these other organizations, all manner of evil has been done. What Ammon's trying to do, and I don't speak for you, Ammon, but I want to kind of articulate this and then have you, again, if I'm not correct, say so. But to me, your goal is to get in those organizations and say, hey, who are the good guys that are being deceived? How can I befriend them? Because when people learn the truth, the truth sets them free, and we can work together. And you look at some of these people that I mentioned before that were complete socialists. The guy that created Plandemic is an example of that, right? Where he was literally working with the Bernie Sanders campaign, not realizing. His name is Mickey Willis. And anyway, he didn't realize what was going on exactly. He didn't understand it. Now that he's waking up, he's standing with us. And so your effort is to find the true. The pure in heart, who mean well but may be deceived by these organizations, literally taken over by hatred and being used against us. Is that what your goal's been?
That's exactly. When I reached out to, I didn't reach out to Black Lives Matter, the organization. I reached out to the black people, you know, within the Black Lives Matter organization. I reached out to them, let them know, look, I am not your enemy. I believe that your life matters. I believe that your life matters is equal to any other life. I want you to see what truly brings freedom and liberty. And I want you to understand that and know that I'm your friend and that I will stand and defend your rights just like I'll just stand and defend anybody else's rights. And that's what I've done. And they want to make it look like I have joined Black Lives
Matter. And hold on, we'll continue on the other side of this. But the goal also is this, ladies and gentlemen. We want to stand together for the principles that matter.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
We're talking with Ammon Bundy today, peoplesrights.org. Go to their website, hear what they have to say, and by their fruits shall ye know them, ladies and gentlemen. I am a member, a proud member of peoplesrights.org, and highly recommend you become one as well. Ammon Bundy, sorry for the interruption, sir. Go ahead and continue.
Well, I thank you for promoting people's rights because it is extremely important at this time because, you know, it is literally the calm before the storm. Might seem pretty chaotic, but it is. We have, you know, some time here to be able to unite, to be able to get prepared. And that's what people's rights is about. It's connecting neighbors in their, you know, local communities together so that and giving them tools to communicate very efficiently through texting, through a very high up to date version of email, through a secured messaging system, and we're actually working on this same network using ham radios because the first line of defense is communication, and if you're in a situation that has become very real in the United States, for example, like riots or looting in your neighborhood, and there is so much of it going on, that the police refuse to respond, and you're sitting there alone, wouldn't you want to know what neighbors in your neighborhood, kind of you can rely on? Wouldn't you already like to know who they are? Wouldn't you have liked to communicate with them? Wouldn't you like to have, you know, tools to be able to call on each other as needed?
Wouldn't you like to build relationships of trust?
Yes, and that's what this is. This is, those who are joining people's rights are being connected together. They're being drawn out of, the communities, if you will, so that you can see who and know who your friends are and who your true neighbors are. So it's important that we, there's many other aspects too. There's tools given to, to help you if you legally had to defend your rights. If you politically, how to politically defend your rights. And then, of course, physically defending your rights. And let's not be naive at the situation that we are in right now. Let's not be naive and just think that we can, stick our head in the sand and say, this will pass. This will pass, without harm or damage. If it passes without harm or damage, it's because the righteous people in this country united together and made sure that they were protected and defended. It will not pass without that. And so go text rights to 80123. Again, you just take and you put 80123 in the phone number part and you text rights. And it'll send you a form.
And that's rights, plural, right? Correct?
Right, correct, right.
Sorry.
And then it'll send you a form. Fill it out. You'll have to select the area that you're in. And then you will then be connected to your neighbors.
And by the way, if anybody has fear that you're getting yourself on a list or whatever, look, folks, you're already on a list. We're beyond that part. They've been tracking you for literally over a decade in every way you can possibly imagine. So don't be fearful of that. The only reason you got to put in where you're at is because then we can associate you with your neighbors, right?
That's right. We don't ask for an address. We only ask for you to select on the map where you're at. We do that on purpose. And just so people know, we have our own server. It's a secured server. We're doing, you know, a tremendous amount of effort to, you know, to protect that. Not that it, you know, not that that is not that you really can protect anything. But I will say this, technology is like a double-edged sword. And if you're not willing to use the one edge, you'll only be a victim of the other. And
sadly,
so we have to act. We have to act. We even have to take the risk. We've had some minor attacks, and our system has held up. And in fact, in this article, you'll see that because we have what's called area assistance, and their names are the only names that are out in the public, and all the rest of the people's names are only accessible to the area system. And so there is a system we have created that is very effective in being able to communicate, being able to spearhead, organize and still protect people's information and people's names and all of that. It's very inspiring.
The truth is, however it's been built, it's an ingenious system. Ladies and gentlemen, we do our very best to preserve your privacy, knowing full well that I don't know if anybody can preserve privacy these days. When the Pentagon gets hacked into regularly, that tells you something, folks.
Right.
However, we are doing our very best to bring people together and to make a difference that matters. And if you're too paranoid to be part of it, you know, go your own way. We happen to believe that technology, and we happen to believe that getting a group together, we are protected in numbers, ladies and gentlemen. That's when we're protected. The bigger we are, the harder it is to take us down because there's so much exposure, so much transparency. Okay, this is the key. Anyway, peoplesrights.org, learn more, get involved. I want to mention something else that they've highlighted over and over and over in these hit pieces. There's a flurry of hit pieces on all of us right now, all of us leaders in the Patriot community. I mean, it's Operation, you know, Take Down Patriot or Patriot Takedown or whatever right now for some reason.
Absolutely.
Because they're desperate is the reason. Because they know full well that we're starting to have the truth come out to the point where they will lose the upper hand. So they're absolutely paranoid and they're going ballistic. When the people are afraid of the government, we have liberty. Not. When the people are afraid of the government, we have tyranny. Right? When the government's
That's
afraid
right.
of the people, we have liberty. That was not a Freudian slip. That was on purpose to get you to really go, what? Hold on, Sam. No, I want you to think about what I'm saying. When the people are afraid of the government, you have tyranny, folks. How many people are afraid of the government? Okay, when the government's afraid of the people, we have liberty. Right now, I want to talk about this term they're using loose-lipped in the media against all of us, and that is this term militia. Okay, we can debate all day long what a militia really is. I think it's very clear in the Second Amendment. I think it's very clear in history. I think in modern times, they've perverted that to basically mean an anti-government army that's just at any time can come unglued and just take down all of legitimacy and all of good and honorable. The militia will just destroy it all if given the slightest provocation. Okay, that's what they want you to believe today. Ammon Bundy, I'm not distancing myself from a constitutional militia. One iota. Not one bit. Okay, I back the people and their right to keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. I back the militia movement. From a constitutional moral, I'm going to say that again, moral point of view. However, the way they're manipulating militia into Ammon's army, Sam's part of the militia, Ammon's a militia leader, Sam's the coordinator for Stuart Rhodes and Richard Mack and Ammon Bundy, who are all militia leaders, and, well, the media guy, the communications op guy is Sam. And, okay, I reject this whole satanic lie from the pit of hell, Ammon.
Yeah, well, one thing that... it makes me laugh is because people's rights is not a hierarchy. It is simply a tool for local people to organize and unite with each other. There is no national positions or, you know, none of that. You know, there's some state assistance that are assisting the local, assistance. And so this is, it's almost comical. It is comical and it shows that they're concerned and fear. And they should be afraid, you know, because people's rights have grown tremendously. We're at 37,000 people now, and just
and every day the number's outdated, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. In just a few months, because people understand what's going on, but it's local communities uniting. That's the strength. And in fact, that's what a militia is. It is the people. By legal definition, a militia is the people. And they are afraid of the people. The power is in the people's hands. They know that that's the only power that can combat their monopoly on force. And so they are demonizing. But go to the Second Amendment. I love the Second Amendment. Not because it says the people have the right to keep and bear arms. I love that too. But because of the first part of it. It says that a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. Meaning that you cannot be free unless you are going to unite and defend yourself. And it is necessary that the people do that in order to be free. The founders understood that. And if you think you're going to go, you can be free and just depend on, you know, some other force, such as a police force or even the military force, if you think that you can just depend on them to keep you free, you are mistaken, historically and in every other way.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth. Again, all I can say is by their fruits shall you know them. They've been telling you that we're all part of militias and that we're going to just rise up and kill everybody. But we have killed and harmed. I leave silence on purpose. No one. The only people that have killed is the government. They literally murdered Lavoie Finicum. They literally murdered Vicky Weaver. They literally murdered the folks with David Koresh. They've literally murdered time and time and time and time again. And by the grace of God, have we prevented even more death by good, honest, peaceful Americans. The government pointed snipers back in 2014 at the Bundy Ranch. And so the people came. And the only reason there wasn't bloodshed there and or property destruction and more is because peaceful people came to the Bundy's defense. Let's be clear. And we didn't start a war. We actually averted one. Let the record be straight, ladies and gentlemen.
That's absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. You know, what happened at the Bundy Ranch was a pattern that was given to us to understand. We didn't know it. We just watched it happen. And that is a man had rights. Those rights belonged to him. He either purchased them, worked for them, or inherited them. But they were his. They were even titled and deeded with the state of Nevada. He had clear claim on them. And the U.S. government, you know, or at least the bureaucracies in the U.S. government came and said, no, they don't belong to you. They belong to us. They belong to us. Even though they've been in your family for 140 plus years, they belong to us. And they said, we don't care what you say. We're going to take them. And we're going to take them by force. And we're going to kill you if we have to.
Let me repeat that word, by force, Ammon.
Yeah, by force. They threatened to kill us if we resisted in any way. And what we did is we appealed to the American people. We videoed their actions. We told people what was happening. We took pictures of the snipers on the hills around our homes. We took pictures of them killing our cattle and destroying our water infrastructures. And the American people from all over the country responded. They responded in drones. Thousands of people came. And it put a check on those bureaucracy. It put a check on them. And those, it flipped the table. And now they had to leave. And that's all we're doing. Uniting people. That is what it is. In
ladies and gentlemen,
life, liberty, and property.
By their fruits shall ye know them. Okay, that's what I really want to highlight, because I think that's the key to understanding who's who in this difficult situation that we find ourselves. PeoplesRights.org. Become a member. Watch their messages go out. Listen to what they're saying and doing. And then watch what the government's saying and doing. In bed with the media. And I appeal to you to make up your own mind. Get on your knees and ask God. And he'll guide you to the truth. Ammon Bundy, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Sam.
Ammon Bundy doing a phenomenal job, as always. They're lying about every one of us in the media, folks. I'm telling you right now. Look into our eyes when you meet us in person and you'll know the truth. God save the Republic.